get into the business.
Let's just start the show.
Let's start the show.
Boom. Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. I'm here with Jeff Wee.
What's up, everybody?
As usual. And what's your name again? Jessica Spring of Springtide Press. Jessica's a printmaker and artist extraordinaire. I'm working on my, what's it called?
NPR voice.
NPR voice.
That's really good.
Thanks. Welcome here, though. I'm glad you came.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really cozy.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't listen to any of them, so you came. That's cool. And now you're here.
And you're trapped.
I can see the door.
You can see the door behind the table?
You can't go out that way.
Wait, there's two doors.
So we had to have you here so that you would look at our stamp for Ways Goose and be like, hurry up and get done, because it's in 2 days.
Right, we did that.
Mm-hmm, we did that.
And so
that
was, you don't even seem worried. Mm-mm. Not at all. Mm-mm. I'm worried for you.
Why?
Don't do that.
Okay.
This is more time. Right now, it's more time than last year.
That's true.
But it's slowly going away.
You're frittering it away talking to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, while we're talking to you, maybe we should tell people what Ways Goose is.
What is Ways Goose?
So it is an archaic term describing the feast that the master printer would hold at the end of the season when they had to switch from natural light to starting to burn the candles in the press shop.
Okay.
So that would happen in the fall normally, and it would coincide with, you know, harvest time, so there'd be a lot of food around. We do it in the spring because I think because when we first started, it coincided with Poetry Month. But this year it coincides with Independent Bookstore Day.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is on Saturday, which is why the theme of working with local authors is really important this year.
Oh.
And we're going to have some local authors driving the steamroller.
Oh, see.
Are they, like, certified to do that and stuff?
Yes. It's okay.
Of course.
Yes.
It's a rigorous training
highly
program?
Highly insured, vigorous training program. Okay. Exactly. That's what it is. Yes.
So it's quite a commitment.
It is.
Okay.
Not to be taken lightly. And actually, the bigger stress is, like, that is some expensive paper they're driving over. And for real.
Right.
Uh-huh. So each artist only gets 4 or 5 sheets of paper, and they've been carving their prints, you know, for months, most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or days or minutes for some people. And so that carving time.
Different people do different things.
Yes, we have different ways of working.
Sorry.
Actually, my point was that it's a big investment of time, so you don't want to screw it up when you drive over it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make me nervous. I don't want to drive the thing.
Okay.
Ours is going to be so cool.
Well, I also have an undergraduate training program, so
I'm out.
Tomorrow.
You have to.
Disqualified.
We have some seasoned drivers. Yeah, Amy McBride is an excellent driver. She has been for many years.
I got a real good picture of her driving that thing and giving me a dirty look with a pointed finger.
That happens to you a lot, doesn't it?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You notice that?
I do. Yeah.
I don't get tired.
I'm always sitting next to him when this happens, and you know, I feel it. You know, I'm like, I'm getting it by, you know, association. I'm getting the extra.
You're getting a little extra.
Shakes.
Yeah.
Shaking finger by association. Uh-huh. Yeah.
When I brought a flask to the bar, and Jeff was just in trouble by proxy. This thing, Ways Goose, started 12 years ago?
Yes.
Whoa. Were you there since the beginning?
Yeah, Sweet Pea and I started it.
That's what I thought. But I just wanted to hear it from the source.
And Sweet Pea runs King's Books.
King's Books. At the time, he did not, but he has subsequently. Mm-hmm. And the steamroller printing didn't happen till think this is maybe our 8th year of that.
Yeah.
So the cool thing is that we did it here first, and I don't think anybody else has a 2-day event.
Yeah.
Around the region, so that just started last year. And
how did that thought start?
Well, because we're like, hey, wait a minute, we've rented the tables, we've rented the tents, we've rented the steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that money that we get with support from the Arts Commission, why not have it work over 2 days? And so we thought maybe we'd have, you know, half the amount of people over 2 days, and we kind of got
more.
75%. I can't do the math.
But yeah, but what, we got more.
More on
yeah.
days. But it also made it, like, the pace of it was so much better.
Oh, you were like, ah, because you were probably stressed out when it's one day.
You know, it's 2 intense days, but one day it was crazy trying to get 10 people's prints done.
Right.
Just, yeah. And then if there's any rain or anything, you're just like, whoa.
Last year was smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be sunny.
It's supposed to be sunny. Wait, do you sing?
No.
Awesome. No. That's awesome. You just started singing. That's how happy you were. You don't sing, you start singing. We like to have people that do music. Mm-hmm. People that do music.
Uh-huh.
Musicers?
Musicers.
What do we call
them? We like to have them come to the corridor and play. It's a new thing.
Is there a good echo in there?
Yeah, it's insane. And so now it's a thing where a bunch of people just come and sing. So if you ever want to sing.
Well, I can make some animal sounds. I could offer that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do that a little bit later.
That's the best.
Yeah. So I can maybe help you out with that.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's right.
All the animals are going to sound like they're in a canyon.
That would be.
But.
I like it.
Could be
cool. Still
going
to be awesome.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up? Did you grow up here?
No.
Where did you grow up?
It's a long story, but I'd say mostly I'm from Chicago. But I was born in California, Berkeley.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mostly grew up in the Midwest, and we moved here 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
One day I realized my son, who, when we moved here, when he was in first grade, I was like, oh, he's like a native. So you took home a native.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I was... That made me happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
then when somebody says, are you from here? You can be like, yeah.
Yeah.
He can. I yeah. still don't. I'm still like, how much time do you have?
My son is.
Yeah.
That's what you should say from now on.
I am. I'm proud of that.
I know.
Plus,
I
like my husband works for the city, so it's, you know.
You're good.
Feels.
Plus, you do cool stuff in the city.
I try.
Right. That's you.
Oh, that, no, that's not.
that's that, okay. Maybe we can get them on the show.
Yeah.
So how did you get, wait a minute, so you grew up here and there, over there, then what about college? Where'd you go to college?
McAllister, it's in Minnesota.
And how do you say it?
McAllister College in Minnesota. Bunch of Scandinavians.
Yeah. Did yeah. you, when did you start?
So teaching at PLU, I was like, oh my gosh, they're all here.
You went to college. Is that when you started printmaking or getting into printmaking in college or no?
No, I was an English major.
Ah.
Well, so you
this
like
is getting interesting.
Yes. Yes.
That's
what you liked was they looked cool.
I like.
Felt cool.
I worked as a typesetter in college.
There's some more.
Yeah.
There's a little.
And so I worked on this huge console, the CompuGraphic Edit Writer 7300.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was like half as big as this room.
Whoa.
With a green screen, and it just code. Uh-huh. And it was like HTML is now, kind of. So you'd have to key in. You could only choose 4 typefaces at a time. And you'd have to, like, click, turn on the italic, type, click, turn off the italic. Click, turn on the Roman. Click, turn off the Roman. So you're keying in all this stuff, and it's just this flowing code.
Whoa.
And you have to be able to imagine what it's going to look like, right?
Wow.
But it was good practice, because when I started moving back in time through printing technology, that ability to imagine what a page is going to look like, you know, people who learn WYSIWYG are at a disadvantage in that way.
Yeah.
Because they've got to have that computer as a tool to see what something's going to look like. But I have to do it. I can do it in my head.
And you've been exercising that part of your head for your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just helps.
Yeah. So it is nice when you can use the computer, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
What is WYSIWYG?
What you see is what you get.
Ooh.
So that was the huge phenomenon of the Macintosh and desktop publishing, because your computer screen showed the outcome, what you'd print out. But originally, you know, it was just flowing code.
Right, okay.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, because I had like a Texas Instruments, and I would get up early on Saturday morning and make a thing that said like Jeremy is cool or something, and then it would like play it, you know, through the coded lines, so it would go, and then you'd have it go to the beginning of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all those codes would direct it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just should have got into computers, dude. Nope, went outside.
Oh, that's probably better in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy is cool. Well, that was fun.
Ed Krupa had a question for you. You know who that is? He works at Two Ravens, or runs it.
Yes.
With Katrina. He wanted to know where you get all that linoleum at.
I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Bangor Cork. Like Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
Right? So I found this company online, and you can buy 3x3 foot linoleum in a 3-pack. Huge.
Yeah.
Perfect for us. And it's cheap. So the worst part is shipping it. But they're selling, you know, flooring, and it's really fresh when it comes. Like, if you get stale linoleum, it's kind of a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To cut through, I've done it.
So yeah. Bangor Cork.
Bangor.com
or something.
Yeah, yeah. He'll find. No, he's on it.
Google it.
He already found it.
Yeah.
But that breaks me. That makes me want to go to the question from the weird beard, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll show you a picture of the beard.
That is a weird beard. I'll have to show you my sister's boyfriend's beard. Is maybe better than that. It does like a bun beard. What's a bun and
like
beard
a drop?
Together?
A man bun beard?
Here. It's crazy.
Whoa. Like a Viking?
Yeah. I'll find a picture for you. So he's got a bun back here, too, but then
a this beard thing. Bun.
And he...
I didn't even see it until just now when you just said that. I was looking just at the beard.
Yeah.
I stopped.
Isn't that good?
At the bun.
So he makes... he's a woodworker, but he uses all traditional Japanese tools. And they have a festival where they carve, who can carve the thinnest, longest piece of like wood steak. Veneer.
And then they
test it.
No, so what's like,
up? Oh, da, da, da.
Yeah! Champion.
That might have been offensive.
I edit out all racist stuff. It's cool. You can just say whatever you want.
Thank you.
Say all the racist stuff you think, because I'm going to erase it.
I'm going to erase it.
Erases. Question from the Weird Beard.
Looking at the body of Albrecht Dürer's work, the man had some serious darkness lurking within him. Does this darkness slumber within you, or indeed most printmakers?
That's a good question.
Is that a good question?
Mm-hmm. I would say that I'm not a dark printmaker, but I definitely know some folks who are dark. I mean, they call it the dark art. Letterpress printing, they associate it like we put messed up type in the hell can. Because you're working with hot molten lead, right?
Yeah, okay.
And your assistant in the shop is the printer's devil.
Oh, it's all devilish.
Yeah, it's all that, the black
art. Some witches?
There's nothing about witches that I know of, but...
I could see some witches being printmakers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Okay. But I like the camaraderie. I think I wouldn't align myself with Albrecht Dürer because, well, oh my God.
I need to check it out. I don't know it. And he was like, everybody knows it.
Yeah. And I think there's sort of, there's letterpress printers and there's printmakers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that they always are in the same company, though we fall under the same umbrella.
Gotcha. So what's the difference?
So the big umbrella would be printmaking, mm-hmm. and then a kind of printmaking is relief. So you could print from any raised surface. So right. it could be wood type, metal type, linoleum.
Yeah.
So okay. that's letterpress, and there are relief printmakers who just do wood engraving or linoleum carving.
Okay.
But letterpress printers tend to also incorporate type. Mm-hmm. in some way. So that's my camp. And probably because of my English major
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah. And I'm not an illustrator. I don't draw like you guys, so
right.
I figure out how type can be my illustration.
Yeah.
And my content.
Yeah.
And that totally entertains me.
Because then you're just doing design with the shapes.
Of yeah.
The, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I often there's humor in it, but I don't think my work's particularly dark. No. And in fact, I get the C word a lot, which makes me really mad. Cute. Don't, not that C word.
Wow, I was like, wow, me too.
Well, that's cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Look at the flowers.
Fuck you.
Look at the type, like that, the poster you just brought us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say that?
I said, looks cool or something. Yeah. You're like, yeah, cool. Die. Burn in hell.
Cool is okay. Cute. No. I mean, come on. Look at that. This black letter type. Come on.
It's very well done.
Thank you, Jeff.
Ew, so disgusting. It's just dirty clay. What? You just smelled it?
Don't do yeah. that.
Why?
Okay.
That's my favorite. People that smell stuff are my favorite.
Wow.
What?
I feel like we just had a moment.
Yeah. That was a moment. We're getting somewhere. But look, there's 36 more seconds.
Okay.
Of this question.
The second part of my question is not actually a question, but a bracket. Much like the NCAA bracket. It has 8 forms of printmaking on it. It is a printmaking death match of doom. There are...
Hold on, tell them how to do this.
Death match of doom.
8 techniques, and only one survives until the end of time. Your move.
That's a new segment.
I don't even know what tool engraving, what does he mean?
He means like scratching it with something.
Oh, woodcut wins. That's easy.
All right. Okay. You need a pen?
Okay.
Woodcut yeah. beats tool engraving just because we're in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, woodcut.
Okay. All right.
Plus it's more beautiful. And over time, chemical etching versus lino cut. Am I ranking this by my preference, or what
it's
I think is more powerful?
Whoever wins the
deathmatch of doom
is going to be the one that goes for the rest of all time. It's all
rationalize
you can
it
use.
However you need to.
Oh, well, I'm not going to pick stuff I don't know how to do.
Why? Then you get all time.
I don't know every technique. Plus, letterpress is not on here. Monotype?
Is that what he means?
I'm not sure because you don't want me to go into an arcane discussion of what monotype versus linotype versus, yeah. So let's just say letterpress.
Yeah, we do.
Let's just put letterpress.
Yeah, letterpress.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ed. Dumb beard. No, this isn't Ed.
Oh, you did.
This is the weird beard.
Oh, the weird beard. Okay.
Duh.
You did see the photo, right?
All right, I'm going to put chemical etching here.
Chemical etching beats who?
Linocut. I mean, it's floor material, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So you're going, like, more high class? for the one that's going to go forever?
Oh, let's not be judgy.
I'm asking a question. I don't know.
No, I think I'm sort of incorporating both old and new technologies, because both etching and woodcut, I think there are some really cool things that people are doing with 3D printers, and so I think it has longevity as it adapts to new technologies, which is exciting. You know, it's going to keep us still printing on paper. Lithography versus monoprint. I probably have to pick litho, and screen printing. These people are going to be mad at me. Letterpress versus screen printing. No contest. Sorry, letterpress.
Sorry, Shroom Brothers.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll see you on Saturday. We'll duke it out.
They've been awesome.
Even though they're subhuman.
Okay, well, okay. I'm changing this. I'm going to put screen printing down here.
Oh, beats litho?
Wow. Yeah, sorry, litho. So
wait a minute, are you doing different matches that aren't really matches?
Yeah,
totally.
She's messing it up.
You gave me the Sharpie, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's on now.
Screen printing is going to go down. So letterpress versus screen printing.
Okay.
Okay. And then woodcut versus chemical etching. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
All right.
Letterpress and woodcut they're both relief technology, you know? So we're really
fighting against each other.
Yeah.
It's genocide.
Etching. Of course I'm going to pick letterpress to win.
Letterpress is the champion.
Yeah.
That was a dumb question.
So who's
Beard.
Beardo?
Chemical, etching, or woodcut, who wins? We got to find out who you're going to beat in the championship, basically.
Oh, I'll beat the etchers.
Beat the etchers?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll beat some etchers.
Yeah.
Dude, if I see a fucking etcher, dude.
I will beat them.
Next question.
Next question. Just
boom, done.
Bam.
He was like the balls in your court.
Here, let me help you.
Your move.
Yeah, your move, and then boom. Then she was like, that is a dumb question.
All right, so Weird Beard, letterpress is the winner.
Champion. Oh, you don't know what I have here. What are you doing? You're getting into stuff.
I'm sorry.
You're like a 5-year-old.
Jeez.
I never claimed maturity.
No, it's all right. You earned it. You made it through the Weird Beard question. So now you get to check out the Identikit.
Okay.
It's when they used to try to figure out who the bad guy was, instead of sketching it, they would go through and find all
that
the shit.
That seems wildly inefficient.
You're right.
I can only imagine but now, a conversation like kind of a pointy nose.
Yeah.
With
No.
Nostrils, but not.
So is it one of those 17? Yeah, I think his nostrils are a little higher.
Where did you find this? It's so great.
I got it from my girlfriend's parents. They had two packs of them.
Lips. Okay.
Lips.
Why did they have two?
They just have crazy stuff. It's so good, though, for messing with.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd be into it. Because you're a printmaker, and it like felt like that.
Santa Ana, California.
Yeah.
Can I just look at all the lips?
Yeah, you can do everything with it.
Okay.
I'm going to show you something I did with it real quick. Oh, I'm getting sidetracked visually on a podcast. What part?
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
The Identikit pieces?
Yeah.
And then my compulsive desire to turn everything the right way.
Oh, I love it. Like, oh, look at all these.
I know, I kind of want to.
Look at all these. I didn't think about that. Look at this. This is all out of order. Doesn't it feel tangled and...
Yeah,
pressurized.
It's upsetting. Stop it.
Sorry.
Well, speaking of old photos, sort of.
Yeah.
You found some negatives in your attic?
I did. When we moved here, we found some glass negatives from 1890.
What?
Yeah. They're really beautiful.
So how does that work? So is it like a camera that like when it takes the picture, it prints on glass?
So it was, at that time, that technology was fairly new. So you'd take a pre-treated glass negative, right?
Okay.
4x5, and then you'd expose it. But the exposure was, at that time, a lot faster than prior technologies where people had to sit there, you know, with the neck brace and for minutes. This was much faster. So you could actually take the plates with you. On vacation and sort of, it was an early snapshot, really.
Wow.
At that time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So the images that this guy took, hundreds and hundreds of them, were very compelling picture of Tacoma at that time. 1890, kind of this crossroads between not a frontier town anymore, and this emerging middle class, so people are, like, women are out sailing on boats, and kids are out in the yard, and it just, a new, you know, the town is really
instead of like becoming. Instead of out working in the field or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that there's somebody who has the time and sort of leisure to document this.
Right.
It was pretty interesting.
Huh. And then, so you found this whole pile of these negatives in your attic.
Yeah, so at that, it was buried. We had this newspaper, shredded newspaper insulation. Yeah. So it was just in this wooden crate that said Tacoma on it.
Come on.
Shut up,
I'm
really?
Not kidding.
This whole thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Tacoma?
And said Tacoma on it. Right. I know. And
that's ridiculous.
So we took the box and I just scanned them all, and I was so new to Tacoma. I mean, I'm from the Midwest. I knew nothing about the area, so I had to start, you know, reading Murray Morgan and going to the Northwest Room. And so I scanned all the photos, printed out copies, and the great thing about that 4x5 format is that they're incredibly high resolution. Really beautiful detail.
Okay.
So there were some photos in there I had no idea. Like, there's a exposition building that was down where Annie Wright is now that was only up for, I think, 7, 8, 9 years before it burned down. But they used to have, you know, show technology of the day, have a skating rink, have, you know, farm equipment on exhibition there.
Right.
All of this.
Like the Puyallup Fair, basically.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, way classier.
North End style.
Beautiful turret buildings. Right. And so when I brought it to the Northwest Room, they were like, what? Oh, my gosh. We have hardly any images of that building.
Oh, so you have this, like, pristine photo of it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
So, pretty cool to find that stuff. And then other things where they had traveled, like pictures in Hawaii. I mean, only 2,000 people a year were tourists in Hawaii in that time period. So it was pretty amazing.
And so is there any connection to who it is?
Yeah, so we figured out that the people who lived in the house, it was the man's father, and he was just this, I don't know, he sort of dabbled in everything. He dabbled in real estate. There were some schematics for building a safe. So he'd do that. He'd do a little real estate. He did some lumber. He did some fishing. And then he just took these photos. And I don't know if it was all a hobby or if he did it, you know, for...
For something?
Yeah. So the best, you know, I connected as many dots as I could with family members. And actually some woman who was the niece of the couple that lived in our house, who's now in her 90s.
Right.
Her nephew, who is in Scandinavia, saw this book that I made about it online.
Right.
And connected with me and brought her to visit the house.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
That's
so cool.
Great.
Yeah. So, it was a pretty amazing opportunity to work with those.
Well, and especially if, like, that's your family, or not your family, but, you know, these people were like, well, that's our family.
Yeah.
You know, like, that would be amazing if, you know, I was just scanning online and, like, some woman had published a book about, like, my grandfather and all the stuff that he... I mean, wait, what?
Yeah.
What, all these photos? Like, oh, there's my dad as a kid. Like, what is this?
That's the good part of the internet, I guess. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And there's some connection to the Bakers, I guess. Like, Baker Middle School. It was that family.
Hmm.
So...
Dude, Springtide Detective Agency. Whoa, you know what? You talked about 3D printing and how that's having an effect on printing, printmaking. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are going on with that?
So a couple years ago, with my sister, the same one whose partner is a woodworker, mm-hmm. My sister is super smart and technical, and I've had this idea for a long time for kind of inventing furniture. Not that we sit on, but the wood that we use to lock up type is called furniture.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, there's got to be a cool way that we can set type in circles and in curves and on angles and break the XY axis.
Right.
Right. And there were tools to do that originally that were really beautiful, but they're very hard to find anymore. Mm-hmm. So I told my sister this idea and kind of drew it out on graph paper because I am a Luddite. And she took my drawing and found somebody who could cut it with a laser cutter.
Yeah.
And so we cut, it's called Daredevil Furniture. And so I sell it to other printers now.
Yeah.
So that you can set type in all kinds of shapes.
That's crazy. One of the posters I was looking at, one that you and Chandler did.
Mm-hmm.
And the type goes kink, kink, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, if it's something Chandler did, then she drew it.
Oh. But just kidding, Chandler.
If it's my work, then it's metal type. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't. It has to be at certain angles, right? Like, it can't be. So that's what you just fixed.
So, yeah. So I can. So people can set type in circles, angles, ellipses. Yeah.
Radical.
Wow. Yeah. So is it like you buy a set of these different shapes,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really, and it's made out of wood, so?
It is. It's made out of poplar, and I found somebody who can laser cut through, I think it's 5/8 inch thick, so it's the same height as traditional furniture that we use,
mm-hmm.
and works with that. What's so funny?
Nothing. This is huge.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge thing.
It's a revolutionary idea.
Well, I think, like, if I explained to my mom, she'd be like, that's really nice, but I think
it's good job, honey. How much did they pay you? Did they pay you? They're paying you, right?
Well, I think the other thing is that I feel like is smart is it, as there's more and more people who are interested in becoming letterpress printers, and they're freaking talented, and I'm, like, getting old and tired. I'm like, I'm going to sell them stuff.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
That is smart.
Yeah, so.
That's a business move. That's a smart business move.
Never buying anything from you. I get it.
Why not? What if you have to make a circle? What if you have to do type on some goddamn stamp that you have to carve all night for 2 nights straight?
Yeah, do you got any circles? Like in your car or something? Like
some furniture?
You got some circle furniture?
No, you guys got to do that.
Do you got a blade?
Good.
Do you got a blade that we could use?
I do have... You should use the flex cut blades. We talked about this, didn't we? They're really good.
We might have, but I don't know. Mm. What is it? Flex
cut? Well,
we're
done carving. I can lend you.
Ooh. That was a whole audience of clapter.
Champion right there.
That would be great. And then tomorrow I'm going to have my intern
using,
on it.
Like the little, like...
The one you get for doing that. But I found my grandpa's...
These are made for wood. So it's like
a look at, look at, hold on, hold the, hold on for a second.
Hold the phone.
Oh, you can't leave the room.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm taking a coffee break. Just kidding, it's not a break. Nobody else move.
I'm from Rochester, New York.
Why did you come here?
Because my family moved here and I was like 15. So
you've been here since you were 15?
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
What the hell was I getting?
I don't know.
Tools, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah. So did you go to high school with him?
No. Mm-mm. I went to Rogers for 2 years. Because I was already...
Is that Puyallup?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
I don't know. I'm close enough.
Yet.
I don't think anyone knows how to say it properly.
Man, I moved here. It's like Squim, Sequim.
Uh-huh. Heck?
What's going on around here?
Thomas, Gahomish, Gycomish.
Look at this.
Oh, these are good. Nice. Yeah, those are nice.
We found him. This is awesome because, like, last week or something? Or the week before? I don't know. Sometime.
It was, like, last week, I think.
We're in the tidy.
We were talking about the things we need. You're invited anytime. Okay. A lot of stuff is out of order.
Can I look at it?
A lot of stuff is out of order. Yeah, you can look at it. So we were talking about the lunch pails, and I was like, oh, I got one of my grandpa's lunch pails. Check this out. And then,
just look at this H with the arrow going in there. That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Robin Hood.
I love it.
But anyways, then we opened it.
And it was full of everything.
And it was full of everything we need to carve the thing. So it was cool.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, barely been used. That's a nice... Awesome. Well, no. You got a little jig-jag. You might...
I can... Yeah. It has things in there.
And these are nice sharpeners for clearing big areas.
Yeah.
So... No, I can't tell you. Okay, go ahead. Next question.
What were you going to say? What was that? That was something. That was a wick.
It will be revealed this weekend. Okay.
What?
She's got a surprise for us. I got a surprise for you. I looked it up.
I think we're printing with you guys.
That's what I was just going to say. FYI. We're printing at the same time as you.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah, where's
it's
that?
It's on.
Where's that? I'm changing this whole thing.
So, yep. What do you got? Oh, yeah.
O'Leary Spring.
Oh, the battle's on.
Get prepared to lose.
Dude, I ain't losing to the teacher's pet.
Ooh. Chandler can draw the shit out of things. I mean, you can too, but...
That's what I'm saying.
She could probably draw better than me.
She's the straight-A student to my class clown in all the stuff.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Me too.
I like her, though. I didn't like her. I didn't think I liked her. You know, because I was like, oh, she's like the goody two-shoes that draws everything perfect.
Because she's... Yeah. She's hella smart, too.
She's got the smart and the art part. The
smart and the art part.
Wow. Right. You collaborate with her. Or do you anymore?
We do. We have been printing dead feminist prints for 8 years now. We have a book coming out.
Ooh, that's cool too. In October.
And they just showed us the last bits of it. And off it goes, I guess, to be printed and shipped back from China or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to punch your leg like you're my friend.
You can go ahead. Yeah, we're excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Books are awesome.
I want to see that.
Me too.
Books.
I want to look at books. I like to look up books. Oh, you want to look up books? There's a pile of books there.
Okay.
This is a book.
I have to read this one. Whoa. That house dress.
I thought you might like this. I stole it from the attic of a house that was for sale.
Look at those buttons.
Yeah. Wow. It's like a Japanese pattern book, but I just got it because I was going to draw on it, on the pages that have all the Japanese writing on it.
Right.
And then it was patterns, and then I could just make them the size of puppets. And so I was like, what? It's awesome. But I really stole it behind the realtor's back, rolling it up and putting it in my coat.
Jeremy.
Like, oh no.
She probably would have given them to you.
No, they would have given it to me. It was underneath the desk, like, folded. It was jacked up. And they weren't coming back for their stuff. They were gone. But it was awesome because I really stole it. I got a chance to really steal, but it wasn't really stealing. Yeah. But it was.
So you got it out of your system?
Yeah, yeah. But it felt like, dun-dun-dun. But it's like pussy stealing.
These are beautiful.
I don't know if that's the right word.
What? Probably not.
Pussy stealing.
I don't think that's it.
Another thing.
Yeah, that was
really
the whole.
We aren't gonna get into today.
Yeah, we're not gonna Google that.
We're not going there.
What is that even? Seems like it'd be snatching.
Okay. I'm gonna confess to you.
This is perfect.
Okay, I got this text.
Yeah.
Of a young intern, and he's like FML, and I'm sure you guys know what that means, but I had to go look.
What is it?
ML.
It's fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
But it used to mean fix my lighthouse.
Ooh, that's how the guys used to talk to the ladies?
No, I guess lighthouse operators were really dumb. So it was like, yeah, go ahead and fix my lighthouse. Which I think that's way funnier than...
I've never heard that before.
Fuck my life.
I know. Maybe it's just one of those sites that's like... They just tell you really wrong things.
Yeah.
That's careful. What
the those troublemakers.
Careful.
But I'm embracing that meaning for it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's you really should good. Spread it around more. Make it yeah. real.
Fix my lighthouse. The comer. Did you see? May be an office boy, a messenger, or clerk, the smallest paid in the employ of him who gives him work. But if he toils with willingness and wears a cheery grin, he's on the road to success. That chap is bound to win.
Yes! Make America great!
Oh, this is great.
You see what year?
Do you know what? I know what typeface this is.
What is
oh
it?
Oh my god!
Name it right now, on the spot.
Moment.
Nice! Look at how fast.
Pictures.
Oh wow.
What?
It's on your phone? Typeface? It's on your phone cover.
Yes.
You got it printed out. You got
just
a
dumbstruck.
You got yeah. a phone cover made.
So this typeface is called Parsons, mm-hmm. right here, and it was designed by a man from Snohomish, Washington, named Will Ransom. It's my favorite typeface.
Oh.
So I'm like crying right here in your
yeah.
In your Tatler.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and he moved when he was about 19. Moved to Chicago to study with Frederick Gowdy. And
Snohomish.
They called him the man from Snohomish. That was always
ooh,
his nickname.
What?
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Is that
if you're
not cool?
Yeah, that's totally cool. Like if you're the guy from Tacoma.
Yeah.
I was like that, but it was at a liquor store in Boulder, so it wasn't really as tough.
But that's what they use. That's this type. And so he designed it with, I don't see him, I don't think they used it, but these extra long A senders and D senders.
Mm-hmm.
And so printers would misuse them.
Mm,
and it's
and
so.
They look all shitty.
Well, they used too many.
Yeah.
They overdid it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so upset that the foundry would issue a warning. Like, if you're going to use this,
you
use it
your,
with restraint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
What a treat.
Can you explain those terms?
A senders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So letter forms like a lowercase h with the limb that's extending up
uh-huh.
above the line, or a y that extends
goes
below.
Down. Right,
so
okay.
he'd make it extra tall or extra long above or below, just to add interest.
Right.
And
like
it was
right there.
It's a really, well, this is hand-drawn probably, but
oh.
I'm trying to show you an example, but I can't find one. You'll have to come to the shop and see one.
Okay. Okay.
I'm coming too.
Okay. Yeah, you can come. This is really cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The Tatler.
So should we go up?
Nebraska.
Yeah.
1926. Yeah, it was designed in probably 1919-ish. Interesting. Okay, thank you. That was a treat.
So that was
yeah.
a pretty
book time.
A pretty new font then, when they used it then.
Pretty fresh. And they used it in a couple Chaplin films.
Hmm.
In the titles.
As the subtitles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or when
so anyway,
subtitles,
the heartbreak over this misuse of his type,
mm-hmm.
he never designed any other typefaces.
That's
oh.
it? He was like, no, hell
he was
no.
Like, I am done.
Yeah.
World?
You guys are idiots.
You
yeah.
screwed it up for everybody.
Yeah. I'm done.
That is awesome.
Think of the brilliant designs I would have come up with.
Heartbreak.
Well, I'm going to go play golf.
When you're working on a long, hard lino cut that you have to get done in 2 days, what kind of music do you listen to?
Okay. I hate these kind of questions because
it's different all the time.
No, I've fallen into a very bad habit.
Yes!
What is that?
So for a long time, I was obsessed with liberal talk radio.
Oh.
For years.
Yeah.
Before they got rid of my station. And I would print, and I'd be, like, so freaking lathered up by the end of the day.
Wow.
I'd be, like, like, sweat flying off me, and I'm ready to rage on anybody who comes in the door.
Uh-huh.
And they got rid of my station, and then I tried, you know, listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And I just was, like, I just want to freaking press the button.
And everything's
and
gone.
And hear my people talking on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with all that.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a million that you can
right?
find. You can find exactly what you want to hear about that day and what they're talking
yes.
about. And it just takes like 45 minutes to get something playing.
And I can't listen to NPR all day.
No. You should switch it up. You should just have it where it's NPR all day, Canteen's Radio.
And I'm embarrassing myself. Jack FM.
Ooh. No, it's perfect.
Oh, I love it.
And they play old lady music for me.
They play all kinds of stuff. You're like, what song is that? Peter Frampton. What song is that, though, when you're doing that dance? What song is that?
Something from 1980. You know, that's like super obscure. That somehow, I don't know.
What is it? What is it? I want to know what it is.
No, you love Peter Frampton.
No.
No. No.
No. What were we listening to today in the shop? So we have there is a record player, but nice. You know you gotta like pull.
You gotta do all the stuff.
Yeah. So such a pain. We're listening to Lena Lovitch today. Mm-hmm. You know that song, "New Toy." I'm not gonna sing it for you because I just can't.
I was just gonna say take it from the top, but. "New Toy" by Lena Lovitch.
Yeah, and there's this part of the song she's like cracking a whip in the background, and it "New Toy" is you know. You'll just have to play it.
Let's play it right now.
Then the other song you asked me about, B-52s.
That was a printmaker song.
A great song about printing money in the basement, which just totally inspires me. And they're like racking up the money and putting them in jelly jars. It's hilarious.
What's it called?
Legal Tender.
Yes.
Jelly jars. Yeah, I love that song. And I like to print to it. I love that irony. My other favorite thing in the shop is like if other people are there that like all the presses are running. And
Yeah.
Like we're printing money.
Get out of here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. If this Women on 20s thing doesn't work, we're going to print some money with Harriet Tubman on it. Damn it.
Oh, because isn't I just saw something about that.
Andrew Jackson, who cares?
Tell the story real quick.
So, there has not been any women on currency since, like, Martha Washington.
She was on currency?
I guess so.
Somewhere.
So, like a Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, they give us these coins. Like Sacagawea. I'm sorry if I mispronounce that. Or other coins that look exactly like quarters and are useless. Mm-hmm. And nobody spends them. So then they're like, oh, that didn't work again. Yeah. So finally they're like, oh, we're going to put a woman on, but we're going to make her share, you know, we're going to put a man on one side. Like, screw that. We want the whole deal.
I want the whole coin.
Yeah, and give us several denominations. We're half of the party here.
Right.
And you have years to make up for. So could we have a measly $20 bill? Please. Right? So hopefully they're supposedly putting Harriet Tubman on.
Well, and you know, they have a bazillion stamps that are all for 45 cents, right?
Yes.
So why can't you have a different $20 bills? Why does it have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, well...
Oh, you mean at the same time?
Yeah. Couldn't we have lots of, you know...
Then you're getting into weird counterfeiting things,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I think it's so high-tech that the, like, laser stuff that's put in the paper making and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
and
pretty
complicated.
And the bar
and the things. And
multiple
the inks.
20s. Why do we... No, well, just give it to a woman.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, if they won't do it, you know, it's like... I mean, is that not a viable option?
No, we're not compromising.
No. Okay.
Done.
What about all the bills?
All sure, women. Lady time.
Hot chicks, though, yeah.
24-7.
24-7.
Ladies.
I'm just sitting on a wad of them right now.
Sweaty money. But ladies, yes.
But ladies?
Not but ladies.
Oh, good.
That's a different thing.
I was looking
at all gone.
A bunch of your stuff on your website.
Yeah.
And there was one where...
Jerk.
It was like a box of like the little cubes with the letters on them that you can get. And it mentioned that like the J and the U and a couple other letters go at the end after
J
Z. What's up with that?
In a type case, so J and U... were added to the English alphabet later, so they are relegated to the bottom of the type case. So A through Z, but J and U at the end.
What? Yeah. We didn't use those letters?
Not originally.
Is that why all old stuff has V's for where the U is?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm. So there's
no
V?
They did have a long S at one point, and that's out of vogue.
Oh.
So it looks like an F if you look at the Constitution and it'll be like, looks
yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I have a really good story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. So I was in Arizona doing a residency, and there's a typeface called Americana, which I used when I was a typesetter with those film strips when you could only print like four typefaces at a time, right? And
on the CompuPrinter?
CompuGraphic EditorWriter 7300. Thank you for remembering. And so, one of the typefaces, Americana, not that attractive, but but it had an interrobang.
A so what?
An interrobang. This genius 1960s invention where they combined a question mark and an exclamation mark in one punctuation mark.
Yeah.
Interrobang.
You don't have to do both of them.
Right. It's called an interrobang. I-N-T-E-R-R-O-B-A-N-G.
And the name of our new band.
The interrobang, for real.
That's good.
It's not good.
Question mark and exclamation mark.
So,
that's awesome.
So it
was... I don't understand how that works, though, because I've never seen that those two things printed together.
Well, I'll show you what one looks like. But the point of the story is... I was in Arizona doing the residency, and I saw they had Americana. And I was like, oh.
Uh-oh. I got to take a look at that.
So I had to go look, and we're looking, and I don't see it. And we go over by the question marks, and...
Intero. Bang!
Yeah. My mind about exploded. It was like finding a unicorn. That's how
right?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Wow.
To take a picture.
This is the picture you took?
So that's the metal.
Yeah.
So can you see what it looks like? And then I printed it while I was there.
Oh, that's killer.
Yeah. And so I kind of want to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Right? We need it.
So it's an
wasting all this time doing question mark, exclamation.
Right now, all the
mark,
time.
Exclamation.
Yeah.
Just put it together.
And so it's just an exclamation point is there.
Yep.
Then it has the hook of the... question mark.
And then they
share
meet
the dot.
At that downstroke.
Yeah.
Dot.
Ding.
I know.
Bang.
Are you serious? I feel
right.
Like because I saw it in metal type, that was kind of bucket list for sure.
Well, singing unicorn, yeah, for sure.
Right. Any more questions?
I know everything I want to know about you.
All right, good.
Are you out of here?
Yeah.
Are you calling for your car?
My car.
She's calling your driver
my
right
driver.
Now.
We still have to go upstairs and do the animal noises, though.
Oh, I gotta practice a little bit. Is that water available?
Yeah. Okay. Brand new.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a turkey.
Ding, 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 ding.
You did the fox?
Yeah, that's the fox. Wow.
That was awesome. What else? You got another one?
Yeah, what else?
Just go.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, I like that one.
Again?
Just one more time.
Is there any place that people can look at your stuff so they know what we're even talking about?
My website is springtidepress.com. And Springtide Press on Instagram is more interesting.
Yeah.
Actually.
At Springtide Press on Instagram.
Perfect.
That's perfect. If you want to listen to any of Jeff's music, you can go to offmodel/SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. SoundCloud.
.com.
And you'll hear more of these fresh, juicy beats. If you want to check out anything I'm doing, you can go to candyteethcreative.com, blah, blah, blah. Goodbye. We fell off a cliff there then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for coming. I'm really excited that you came.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, okay. Stay alive.
That's good advice.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That's the noise you should have made with that sex toy.
Let's hear it.